Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. It is Friday, September 11th. So, yes, we're also going to honor 9/11. That happened some time ago. But, again, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. And if you want to listen into the show, please dial 347-633-9376 to tune into the show. And you can use any kind of phone that you have, a web phone, an e-phone, a Google phone, a smartphone, a G6, whatever the heck it is, you can tune into my show. And if you want to listen to me online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Don S. McClure, and you will be listening to the show. And if you want to send me some comments, you can reach me at Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. And if you want to make your support known and you want to give a donation, you can go to my website at www.DSMPublications.net and hit the donation button. Our show is brought to you tonight with financial support from listeners just like you. And tonight's segment is sponsored by the Friends of the Library of West Memphis, Arkansas, a nonprofit organization that loves to support me, and they buy my books for their board meetings, and they pass them out to all the board members because the Friends of the Library in West Memphis believe I'm one of the greatest in the world, and they love supporting good writers. So again, my shout out is out for them tonight, the Friends of the Library of West Memphis, Arkansas, and they are the segment sponsors for tonight. We have reached 110,765 listeners. Man, and that's because of all the great guests we've had on my show lately, and next week we're going to have a dynamic guest. So I want to send a special shout-out to all my new fans and supporters, family and friends. I love you guys so much. And a special shout-out to Avalon Harris in California. She listens every Friday, and she asked me to play a track by Avery Sunshine. So tonight I'm going to play that track, and it's called Call My Name. And I think when Avery wrote that, she had Don McClure in mind. She said, I think I'm going to call Don McClure's name. Call Don. No. I'm just telling a story, but the track is called Call My Name. So I will do that because she is so special. And a special shout-out to Amaryllis Santiago. And congrats for her new release that is sweeping the charts. And I want to send a special shout-out to all my new fans in Denver, Colorado. And check this out. I'm going to send a special shout-out to the listening party going on for me in Moments, Illinois, at the new Bordertown Pub, 2228 Dixie Highway. They're going to be there for about an hour, and it's the ladies, no, the diva ladies of the night. Woo! Man, and there's some fine ladies there. The diva ladies of the night are giving a listening party. Man, now you know you really are becoming good when people are giving listening parties and dancing and talking about you, the one and only, Donis McClure. Tonight's subject, what guidance do we seek when it comes to life, love, career, or business, and the pursuit of happiness? Some points about guidance and what it may be in someone's eyes. We also want you to write down two acronyms tonight. One is called ACE, A-C-E, which I use all the time. I love to call people ACEs. And the other one is called SELF, S-E-L-F. ACE is going to consist of awareness, choice, and experience. And SELF is going to consist of serenity, exercise, love, and food. Man. And we're going to give you a list of the top cities that are considered the unfriendliest cities in the United States. Woo! Man, I don't want to see what cities are on that mark. But anyway, listen, I want you to listen to the show. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, and my boards are starting to light up. So we're going to start the show with a track that I'm going to send out to all the people that I travel and go and see and do everything with. I just think they're so great. So I found a track called Feel the Love, and Lena is singing the track, and she's going to mention all the great cities that need to feel the love of us coming. And I like this song, man. It might even have your city in there. So let's listen to this track by Lena called Feel the Love.
Stepped all night long.
McClure. Oh, okay. Man, that's Lena, and she's going to be our featured artist next week because she was raised in Texas, but she actually was born in Denver, Colorado. And I definitely want to send a shout-out to all the new fans I have in Denver, Colorado. The featured soundtracks for tonight is going to be by The Emotions. They are a great group from Chicago, but, man, I was so fired up when I was playing that track by Lena. That's one of those step-in tracks that people talk about, and they talk about stepping in the track. And just to see that track moving, man, when I saw the video, plus it's on this album, something about the divas, and Lena's one of the divas, and that track is on there. So I'm going to find out the name of that track. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number for you to tune in to is 347-633-9376. That's the number you could dial to listen in. I have to send a shout-out to my producer, J.B. Spirit, who I could not do anything without J.B. Hey, didn't there used to be a James Brown band, J.B.J.? Oh, okay, all right, anyway. And my priest said at the last week's show that I got so many compliments on, and now I have a new therapist named Dr. K. He said, shame on you, Don. That show was talking about some sex. I said, well, no, it wasn't. It was talking about how you sleep and stuff like that and good stuff. So he said, definitely. I have to come in and say 80 Hail Marys full of grace. I thought, man, you must be out your mind. 60 I might do. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you want to catch it online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Man, I mean, I am so on fire tonight, especially after that track by Lena. I'm going to play this track before we get to our topic called Smile by The Emotions, because we are talking about what guidance do we seek, and we told you about two acronyms we wanted you to look up and make sure you write down. One was ACE, and the other one was SELF, and we're going to explain a lot about those, and we're going to talk about the unfriendliest cities, not listed by me, but listed in one of our research reports, about cities that were just considered very, very unfriendly. Oh, man. But let's get to this track by The Emotions called Smile, and maybe we'll send it to that city. Maybe we'll make them smile. And I want you to have a smile on your face while you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Man, and you know what? One of my best friends, Charlie Green, who I haven't seen in some years now, he used to date one of the Emotions. So, man, that must have been fantastic to be dating one of the top singing group people in the world. Man, that's a bad group there, the Emotions. We got some more tracks to play by them, too, because we are talking about what guidance do we seek when it comes to life, love, career, or business, and the pursuit of happiness. Some points about guidance and what it may be in someone's eyes. The points of views about guidance. Well, we always write down different types of points. One was saying seeking a solution. Advice or counseling, especially advice concerning relationships, when you want to choose a course of action for a solution. Now, you know, we're always thinking about how the relationship is going, if it's going good or bad, and we search for advice. And sometimes we get advice from the wrong people. You know, maybe we ought to go see Dr. K, I don't know. But sometimes we ask our girlfriends and people that don't know what the heck they're talking about, or they're basing their advice on some bad experiences they had without fully understanding what the problem is. So if you're going to seek advice, the first thing, especially if it's in the area of romance, you really ought to think about where you're getting the advice from. It's good to talk to your pastor, and it's good to talk to your mother and father, and it's good to talk to your girlfriends and all that. But actually, you're going to have to weigh the situations, which is what we're going to talk about in self, and what we're going to talk about with ACE. But we want you to think about the advice you're getting, because some of the decisions that you make in a relationship, they can be long-lasting effects, and it may not always be the best one, or it may be time for you to evaluate what level the success of your relationship is on and how you really feel about this person and how they really feel about you. I have a saying that people tell you from the beginning how they really feel, and you can't make anybody love you. So if the relationship is going great, then you need to write down all the good points of what's making it great and continue to work on those. If it's not going so great and you want to go get the book by Steve Harvey or whoever else is out there, make sure that you're not jumping the gun and reading what happened to somebody else and adding their experience to your experience, because they may not be the same. So if you're going to seek advice, the best person for your relationship to get advice from is actually going to be you. Because you know how you feel, you've already examined, or you should be able to examine how the other person feels. So, therefore, you may be able to come up with a really good solution. And it may not always be leaving, or it may be saying, hey, it's time out for this. But I want you to think about your advice, and like I said, when we get to the ACE and the self, I want you to think about that. When supervised care or assistance is involved, especially therapeutic help in the treatment of minor emotional disturbances, you need to seek advice. You need to seek some guidance. Number three is sometimes advice that guides or directs. And this is all the assumption of what guidance should be. That's what we're talking about in this. Number four is guidance in the process by which your heart, filled with emotions, launches itself like a missile or a rocket. And its guidance may be altered in speed and direction in response to controls situated either wholly in your mind or your heart or partly at a base of your emotions. Man, when I wrote that, I must have been drinking red tea. But anyway, what we're talking about is sometimes your emotions will speed up and you think you need advice and sometimes you don't. So again, what guidance are you seeking when you reach for the guidance level, in whatever situation it is, love, career, business? And somebody wrote me an email and said, "Dunn, make sure you mention that God is in there." And I said, of course. I mean, you always need to seek guidance from God. But what people don't realize is that when you talk to God, he may send you the answer through another individual. Now, he may not come down and talk to you like he talks to me. "Dunn, you need to act right." But actually, that's why we're going to talk about serenity in those other areas that we're talking about. But tonight's subject, what guidance do we seek? And what guidance do we seek when it comes to life, to love, career, or business? and the pursuit of happiness? That's the question on the table tonight. What guidance do we seek, and where do we seek this guidance from? I'm going to play this track by Avery Sunshine called Call My Name. And I think she was calling my name. I don't know. But I'm playing this for Avalon Harris in California. It's by her request. And I'm just becoming aware of Avery Sunshine.
Don't mean to be confrontational. But lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Don't hear sweet nothings no more. I guess life has gotten in the way. Yeah. How in the world could this happen to us? We used to have so much to say. Tell me, baby.
When was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling? The last time I heard you say, hey, baby, hey,
it is 7:28, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a heck of a lot of new listeners tonight, especially in Denver, Colorado. that's where Lena was born. And, I mean, she's a tremendous singer. Did you know she started singing at the age of 4? So, again, if you can see our board on the Internet, you'll see pictures of Lena. And, yes, she's our featured artist for next week, along with a young lady who's going to be our guest, Miss Gwendolyn Richardson, or Gwen Richardson. She's from the Houston, Texas area, and she's the founder and director and producer of the National Black Book Festival in Houston, Texas. So she's going to be our guest next week at 7:30. But in the meantime, in between time, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I want you to stick right with us for tonight because we're talking about what guidance do we seek in areas that mean a lot to our lives. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music to play, and we're going to talk more about guidance, and we're also going to talk about the unfriendliest cities, and we just got a lot of great stuff to talk about tonight, but especially those two acronyms. We definitely want to cover that. So let me get to this PSA for women. I want you to definitely check on your heart. Did you know that there are reports that saying there are more people nowadays that are continuing to gain high blood pressure? And so we really got to talk about that. But I'm going to play this PSA, and when I come back, I want to send out some kisses to you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And we're going to play some more great music, and I'm just going to kiss my computer all in the middle of its face, even though it doesn't like it.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Gobert por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
And we're back, and we're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night. Actually, it's 9/11. And so, today is a great day. We're all still here and enjoying our lives. Remember, we were talking about two acronyms, ACE, A-C-E, that I wanted you to write down, and SELF, S-E-L-F. Now, ACE consists of awareness, choice, and experience. That is a part of the acronyms. SELF consists of serenity, exercise, love, and food. And we definitely talked about love and food last week. Well, I did some research on a report, and it says that job-related stress is unavoidable in any line of work. I don't care what you do, you're going to have some stress. The effects of too much stress buildup, however, can be detrimental to you and your career. The average work week nowadays has increased to about 47 hours. And with that comes increased stress. Workplace stress can have a significant impact on your work performance, quality of work, and relationships with coworkers and your superiors. Now, we found that there was a stress expert named Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Stress Institute and Mindful Living Network. She helps people manage their physical and mental stress. She offers science-backed tips on creating balance and reducing stress. Hall says people are so overbooked, overworked, and overwhelmed, they can only remember simple, quick tips. So we took a look at experience, which was a word that she had in her acronyms. Once you have chosen one of those, of your stress triggers, once you have chosen one of your stress triggers, so that means she wants you to write down what you think is your stress triggers. Dag, too much tea. Hall offers 4 tips and another acronym to help you through it all. She also says that love, within those acronyms, connecting with other people reduces your stress. Hall says She suggests you go to lunch or spend time with your coworkers, friends, and neighbors, and especially that special someone in your life will make a great difference to your stress levels. Actually, I added that part. I said you need to spend some time with your man and your woman and get some stress off of you. She said you should experience self-care. She says first, to make it easy, she says to remember ACE, awareness, choice, and experience. Awareness, become aware of your stress triggers. Hall says each person is different, and we respond to different stress triggers. It is important to complete this first step and acknowledge the roots of your stress. Hall suggests writing down three situations that bring you the most stress, like deadlines, a relationship, or a job task. She said, and whatever those triggers are, if those are the highlights of your trigger areas, she said, you need to really think about those and then do something about that. She said, choice. After you figure out what your stress triggers are, the next step is choosing one stress above the other stressors that you would like to alleviate. She means, in other words, put them on a sheet of paper and say, which one is giving me the most problem? Is that Don McClure the biggest stress I have in my life? I'm going to get rid of him. No. She's just saying that write down your stress triggers and then start with the first one. If it's finance, start there. If it's your relationships with your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, then write that down as your number one stress trigger. If your stress trigger is food, then write that down as your number one. But she says figure out which thing gives you the most stress. She says this will help you drive into the final phase and can provide you with an in-depth look at one of your stress triggers. Remember when I started the show and I said, when you're seeking guidance, the best person you can seek guidance from is yourself, because the other people won't know what your stress triggers are. Only you, and you've got to examine them honestly and see where you're going. Man, I really like this part of it. We're going to talk about experience. Once you have chosen one of your stress triggers, Hall offers four tips and another acronym to help you through it. You should experience self-care. Now she's getting into the acronym of self. She says serenity is the first one. There are multiple ways to create self-serenity, starting with your breathing. I didn't know that one. She said clear your mind by focusing on your breathing. Wow, I started to say breath. Well, that's what she says. Clear your mind by focusing on your breath, Hall says. Inhale to the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale to the count of 1, 2, 3, 4. This reduces the production of stress hormones. Man, I did not know that. One, I'm always going uno, dos, tres, cuatros. I like that, though. So she says to inhale and count 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale and count 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, a short-term option is downloading an app to help you. Perhaps one that plays nature or ocean sounds. Hall says a long-term solution can be meditation or yoga. And a friend of mine has a yoga class for all those in Chicago. Maybe you need to go to the yoga class. If not, you need to buy my soundtrack music and just play it and relax or read one of my books. But she says a short-term option is downloading an app to help you, or perhaps play some nature or ocean sounds. Man, I mean, that is really, really good. I agree with her. Number two is exercise. Any form of exercise reduces your stress right away. Hall says go for a short walk or stand up at your desk and do some stretches. Number three is love. Connecting with other people reduces your stress. She suggests you go to lunch or spend other time with your coworkers, friends, or neighbors. And Don S. McClure added, go see your boyfriend during lunchtime. Woo! You never know what might happen there. I better not say it because my priest was looking at me. But find some time to spend with that special guy, that special girl, or your wife or your husband. Go for a walk, and maybe after work. Or tell him to come meet you for lunch. And y'all just go walking in the park. Oh, that's so cute. And hold hands. Number four is food. Food choice can play a major role in your stress levels. Consuming things like sugar, salt, and alcohol can increase your stress levels. She says, Hall advises eating foods rich in vitamin B6, such as bananas, nuts, turkey, or tuna. She also recommends opting for whole grains, blueberries, and oatmeal. Man, so to me, don't get that drink for lunch. Make sure you think about it, and you'll reduce your stress levels. So again, as I told you, what guidance do we seek? A lot of it has something to do with self-analogy and self-analysis. We're going to play a track by Lena. Actually, no, we're going to jump to a track by The Emotions. It's called Walking the Line, and it's kind of walking the line with their relationship. And also, I want you to walk the line with your guidance and your health, because I want you to be healthy out there. So let's get to The Emotions. It is 7:39, and we're going to play a track called Walking the Line.
You
Man, now you're talking about a track that I like. Walk in the line. You know, and she says, sometimes you say you will, then you say you won't. You say you do, then you don't. She say, make up your goddamn mind. She says she's tired of walking the line. I mean, that's what some people will drive you crazy with relationships. You know, you say, do you love me? I don't know. Well, I'm going to leave. Don't go. Well, do you love me? I don't know. Man, tell them, make up their mind. Quit walking the line. You know what? I'm going to play this track. Well, the lady said, you know what? I listen to the Donna McClure show, and I got my stress levels in check. And I would tell you to hit the road, Jack, because I'm tired of you walking the line. Oh, man, I like that one. I just made that up, but that was pretty good. Let me play this track by Ray Charles. See, and I guess the girl got tired of walking the line. And maybe she talked to Dr. K and Dr. Say, Dr. K said, tell that man to get his life together. Quit acting crazy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I'm having a ball. So quit walking the line and let's listen to Ray Charles say, hit the road, Jack. Oh, man.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? This away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
Night the 11th, and man, I am having a ball with these tracks. Tonight we're talking about what guidance do we seek, and for the new listeners tuning in, tonight's topic, what guidance do we seek when it comes to life, love, career, or business, and the pursuit of happiness. Some points about guidance and what it may be in someone else's eyes, and actually what guidance, where you seek it from, and how you see where you should get it from. Points of view about guidance are seeking a solution, advice or counseling, especially advice concerning relationships, when you want to choose a course of action for a solution, like she told him, hit the road, Jack. When supervised care or assistance is involved, especially therapeutic help in the treatment of minor emotional disturbances. I mean, your kids are getting out of order and you don't know whether you should beat them to death, no, or just whoop them or put them in the corner. Number three, sometimes advice that guides or directs. And number four, guidance in the process by which your heart, filled with emotions, launches itself like a missile or a rocket. And its guidance may be altered in speed and direction in response to controls situated either wholly in your mind or your heart, or partly at a base of your emotions. Man, I know when I wrote that, I was drinking a whole bunch of my red tea that you need to get for my show. But that was what we were talking about. What guidance do we seek and where do we seek it from? And actually, what is guidance? We're going to talk about the acronyms again a little bit later in the show. ACE, A-C-E, and SELF, S-E-L-F. And I really like what the Dr. Hall was saying about getting yourself together with your stress levels, because that is so important. I'm going to play this jazz track by the Emotions. And a lot of people didn't know that they sang jazz. But actually, it's a track called Spirit of Summer by the Emotions. And then we're going to get to some more great music. But yes, actually, the Emotions sang a little jazz. And I want you to listen to the track of it. I think you'll like it. And I thought I'd play that little tidbit for you because, again, a lot of people really didn't realize that, yeah, they could riff and blow, and that's the way Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and all them doobie doobie da, da poop ba poop ba poo. When my brothers would play jazz, man, I'd listen to Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, and they brought me up with a lot of great music, man. I was like, who the heck is that? But actually, a lot of people used to riff. So, again, the Emotions didn't only sing a lot of great love songs, but they actually just get up there and you heard the crowd clapping. They'd be dee be dee ba da ba da boo ba da. And I think that's called riffing. At least that's what it was to me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night, and I play the best music artists in the world. Nobody could beat me, nobody. I guess I learned that acronym called SELF. Because I love me some Don S. McClure. If you want to reach the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can stream the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure and go to my website and get my new book. It will help you with your self-analysis. It's called The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And you can find it on my website, www.dsmpublications.net. And I'm telling you, it's a great book, and it fits exactly right into what we're talking about with guidance. We got another track to play tonight. It's called He Is, And again, for the ones who are seeking guidance from the man upstairs, then they need to listen to this song, because guidance can come from the man upstairs. And I'm looking at my priest on this Skype line, and he's like got his hands to my, hooray, hooray, hooray. He said, yeah, like you only got two Hail Marys full of grace for doing this good one. Oh, man. Let me play He Is by Heather Hadley. And, of course, we all know that the man upstairs is the one and only who can always give you some guidance. Gospel stuff, I'll be like in my car. I said he's the fitter believer. He said, Domitor, please do right. Oh, man. I know God called me one morning and said, Doc, quit telling stories on me. And I said, hey, I thought I was your son, made in your image. He said, Don, you blaspheme. Now you better watch it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and that was Heather Hadley. Sometimes I get those names screwed up, but that was Heather Hadley. And the track is called He Is, and you can get any of my tracks on Amazon.com. So I got over $2,000 invested in the music. That's a lot of darn music, but I love the music that I play. You get the best music artists and the best tracks on the Don S. McClure Show. You're listening tonight on the 11th, and we are talking about what guidance do we seek. And, of course, you're always going to seek the man upstairs. But we were looking at some other things, and we took a look at stress. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Stress Institute and Mindful Living Network. She helps people manage their physical and mental stress. She offers science-backed tips on creating balance and reducing stress. Now, remember we were saying wherever you get your advice from, please get it from people that know what they're talking about. Stop asking your girlfriend if your boyfriend loves you, because she don't even know. She don't even know him. Oh, man. Hall says people are so overbooked, overworked, and overwhelmed, they can only remember simple, quick tips. You should experience self-care, and I'm always talking about the love of self. Self-care, she says, is first, uno, number one. To make it easy, she says, to remember ACE, A-C-E, which is the acronym we talked about, awareness, choice, and experience. So please write that down. And when I ask you, how's your ACE doing? You say, hey, I'm ACE Boon Coon. Awareness is A, becomes aware of your stress triggers. Each person is different, and we respond to different stress triggers. It is important to complete this first step and acknowledge the roots of your stress. Hall suggests writing down three situations that bring you the most stress, like deadlines, a relationship, or a job task. She said the next one is choice. The next step is choosing one stress of the above stressors that you would like to alleviate. This will help you drive into the final phase and can provide you with an in-depth look at one of your stress triggers. Then she says experience. Once you have chosen one of your stress triggers that you want to get rid of, Hall offers four tips and another acronym to help you get through it. You should experience what she calls self-care. And we talked about that. So you went from ACE, then you went to self-care. Serenity was number one. There are multiple ways to create self-serenity, starting with your breathing. Clear your mind by focusing on your breath. Hall says inhale to count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale to 1, 2, 3, 4. This reduces the production of stress hormones. A short-term option is downloading an app to help you, perhaps one that plays nature or ocean sounds. And I also want to add something to that. Why not just get some really relaxing music like that track I played by The Emotions? A long-term solution can be meditation. Get in your corner, relax, get in your car, sit for a few minutes before you dash out in the 6 o'clock rush hour. Maybe just meditate for a minute. Just sit there for 15 minutes. And actually, you'll avoid the rush hour, and you'll be a lot less stressed. And she says yoga. She says number two, exercise. Any form of exercise reduces your stress right away. Hall says go for a short walk or stand up at your desk and do some stretches. I also say before you leave work, if you have a stairway, walk downstairs instead of taking the elevator. If there's a park next to you, just walk across the street to the park. Or park your car far away and just walk to your car and relieve your stress. She says love, connecting with other people, reduces your stress. Hall says she suggests you go to lunch or spend time with your coworkers, friends, or neighbors. And I added, call your boyfriend, tell him you want to go to lunch. And I don't know where y'all going to go, but disappear for about 30 or 40 minutes. And when you come back, I promise you, you will not be stressed after that lunch date. Oh, man, now I'm getting in trouble. My priestess frowned on that one. And number four, food choice can play a major role in your stress levels. Consuming things like sugar, salt, and alcohol can increase your stress levels. She says Hall advises eating foods rich in vitamin B6, such as bananas, nuts, turkey, or tuna for lunch. She also recommends opting for whole grains, blueberries, and oatmeal. She sounds like Dr. Oz. Oh, man. Well, That was it for that part of the show. I got to play another track, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the most unfriendliest cities. I'm going to play a track called Days Like This by Kenny Lattimore, and I want you to think about your ace, and I want you to think about self. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't think about self.
Don't say a single word.
I knew there would be days like this when I want some ice cream. I'm about to call my therapist. I got her on speed dial, Dr. K. She's going to say, Don, quit talking about that ice cream. Now, you know, we talked about this. I said, but Dr. K, what he said, days like this, I thought about ice cream, Haagen-Dazs. Did you know I had a dream last night? I was being attacked by ice cream cones. Oh, man. They were throwing raisins at me. Can you believe that? I mean, what was I eating? Actually, what was I watching? I don't know. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on my show. Man, I'm telling you. And then they had the nerve to be chasing me. It was three ice cream cones. But they did have some nice legs. Now, maybe they were girl ice cream cones, and they were throwing raisins and pecans at me. Oh, man, that was deep. Listen, you're on the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about tonight a list that was put together, not by me, by some analysts called the unfriendliest cities in the United States, the number one unfriendliest city. The list for 2015, which made it number one, drum roll, broom, 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 Newark, New Jersey. Newark retains the top spot again from last year for least friendliest city in the country. Not the best. Dirty and seemingly trashy and unsafe in many areas, dag. Yet someone, somehow also kind of expensive, noted one reader, although another found it a great cheap place to fly into and stay in for easy access to New York City, there are still plenty of rough spots. So do your research. Those looking on the bright side said the New Jersey Performing Arts Center has a lot of great shows, and the Prudential Center is a wonderful venue for concerts and Devil's games, and the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart is majestic. I think my priest probably wrote that about New Jersey. But that was the good points and the bad points. The number two unfriendliest city was Oakland, California. This East-based city retains its number two position, with one reader going as far as to say if it wasn't for Lake Merritt, the city would be off limits to any law-abiding citizen. That aside, more than a few rallied around Oakland as America's next up-and-coming city with an exploding arts and restaurant scene. First Fridays in Uptown are great fun. And Temescaco, T-E-M-E-S-C-A-O, Alley, is one of the hippest parts of the city with locally spun boutiques and a retro barbershop pictured. It's the kind of vibe that promoted one reader to declare Oakland the next Portland, Oregon. Well, I guess you had some pros and cons. Number three in our unfriendliest cities is Atlantic City, New Jersey, another New Jersey city. Up from number four last year, AC can't seem to catch a break. It's a strange, split personality town, an odd mix of grinding poverty and over-the-top, conspicuous consumption. I guess they're drinking a lot. The promise of casino-funded urban renewal never really materialized. I guess they didn't get some casinos. But for some, the honky-tonk vibe, smell of salty seawater and fried food and dancing to the 70s and 80s hits, Boogie Nights in the Tropicana Casino, held a tacky appeal. Oh, man. Whoever wrote this just didn't like them. Number four was Detroit, Michigan. Climbing the list from number six in 2014, the Motor City continues to get a bad rap and is clearly having a hard time. Although the city is still in a depressed state, the culture is very much alive. The general feeling is of a fascinating place if you know your way around, are into sports, Red Wings, Tigers, and Lions, or have the gumption to follow the young people leading the way who are opening new restaurants and businesses almost every other month. Man, so Detroit may not be that bad. Number five, Hartford, Connecticut, rebounding slightly from number three last year. Connecticut's forgettable state capital shuts down at night and is considered dreary, especially when it rains or snows. It definitely needs a facelift, unforgiving compliments, and seedy sections of the city aside. It appears to be trying to rejuvenate itself. The Bushnell Center for the Performing Arts and the Hartford Stage host traveling Broadway shows and critically acclaimed plays. Elizabeth Parks' Rosa Garden is wonderful. Oh, that's the Elizabeth Parks' Rose Garden is wonderful. And the Riverwalk with its cultural and food festivals are worth a visit. So some liked it. Some said it was a bad city. Number six was Hartford, Connecticut, ranked fifth. 2014, New Haven remains an anomaly, an extremely rough town with questionable public safety. It's also home to one of the country's top Ivy League schools, Yale. The contrast between the academic wealth and local poverty is pungent, to say the least. As a visitor, start by exploring the nine squares off the campus, where you'll find great architecture, a surprisingly good restaurant scene, and world-class museums, and great theater. New Haven is also home to one of the great bars in the world. One of the greatest bars in the world. Wow. I guess they got to have a lot of drinks up there for that city. Number seven, the Hamptons, New York. Now, how the Hamptons got on the bad list, I have no idea. You've got to have big bucks to visit and stay away near here. You just got to stay away. And it can often seem like a closed society in season, summer, when restaurants are busy and booked. One reader took it as far as saying superficial, see and be seen meat market balanced by nouveau rich people, poses and boorish bullies. I guess they were bullying the people that didn't have any money. The old money and very private crowd is all about gone, as reflected by a climb from number 10 last year. Prices are often out of line with value. It's a pity, as the place is just lovely. Top tip would be to visit off-season in autumn when the farmers markets are still open and all the rich people have left the beaches. Oh, dang. Number eight is Reno, cheaper than Tahoe or Vegas, but somewhat run down. Newcomer Reno seems tired and old. It's like Compton, dang, but with more lights, said one reader. Ouch. Even the renovation of the city's Riverwalk on either side of the Truckee hasn't turned sad to happy. Dang. Some feel Reno gets a bum rap, but there's a lot to do outside of the stereotypical casino scene, hiking, kayaking, and the proximities to the mountains, golf, and the annual Reno Air Races provide 3 days of outstanding flying for aviation buffs. Number nine, Los Angeles, California. Rising from seventh position last year, L.A. was hit hard by readers for being plastic, dirty, and crowded, with awful roads, aggressive drivers, too much celebrity stuff, snobbish and pricey restaurants, and gasping smog. Bit of a letdown considering the hype. Though maybe it just requires a bit of patience, it's a city for scavenger hunt travelers. If you're adventurous and unafraid to delve into new neighborhoods, there are some genuinely wonderful experiences to be had. Consult the locals for the best hidden gems. Be sure to check out what not to do in Los Angeles. And number 10, on the number 10 spot, the city, bum, brum, 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 drum roll, please. Baltimore, Maryland, ranked ninth in 2014. Baltimore is up against monumental odds. The once showplace Inner Harbor shopping area is desperate need of a renewal, and the downtown is showing new signs of deterioration. It's a city you need to know well in order to enjoy it, said one reader. Optimistically, go with someone who has been or do some research. My favorite things with the American Visionary Art Museum. I found it emotionally inspiring, wrote another reader. Another recommended watching an Orioles baseball game and sailing at sunset on Chesapeake Bay. That is the list of the most unfriendliest cities in the United States, and I didn't write it, so don't write me and say I said something about your city, because I didn't. But, oh, man, that was just tripped out. Let me play this track by my girl Lena called Leaving You. I mean, everybody's made the decision to leave the guys, and, oof, man, Ladies, get it together. Don't quit them so fast. Leaving you by Lena, who's our star for next week, and she's on the tracks where we're talking about finding your guidance. So I think you better find some guidance when you go to these cities.
Leaving you today. Today's the day. Now I can
Man, and you're talking about a track. And you know that song was playing in my sleep when the three ice cream cones were chasing me? Oh, man. I guess they were saying, "We leaving you, Don S. McClure." I said, "Man, get out of here. I'm going to have to call my therapist, Dr. K, and see what's going on with that dream." I'm dreaming about ice cream cones throwing pecans and or pecans or whatever you want to call them and raisins. Man. And they had some nice legs, too, I'm telling you. Let me play this track by The Emotions called "Don't Ask My Neighbor." Quit going by his house asking him if you love me. I mean, don't keep asking the ice cream man. Ask your woman. Ask your man. I don't know. Let me play this track.
Don't ask.
You'll find. Don't ask Don S. McClure, and don't ask my neighbors, and don't ask Steve Harvey, and don't ask your priest. Oh, man. You know, when you're seeking advice, well, you can actually ask me. I'm pretty good at that. Listen, I've enjoyed myself. It's 8:29. Oh, man, I've had a ball. We played some great music. Next week, my guest is going to be Gwen Richardson from Houston, Texas. She's going to talk about the National Black Book Festival, and we're going to highlight Lena's music, because I just love me some Lena, and she was raised in Texas. So we're going to combine a bunch of things, but it's going to be a great show. I'm going to play Aaliyah, Are You the One? If you're seeking advice, she's saying, hey, are you the one, or will you tell everybody that we outside kissing on the porch? If you can't keep it to yourself, then you're not the one. Oh, man. Hey, I've enjoyed the show tonight. Make sure you go to my website, get my books, www.dsmpublications.net. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And this is going to be it for me, my last track.
Thank you.
baby crying. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe the baby is giving out some guidance. Oh, man, I'm at a ball. Listen, I'm going to play another track, but I've really got to go. So I've enjoyed it. It's 8:35, and I'm going to end the show. And after that track, you can just cut your phones off. Do what you want to do. Enjoy life. That's all you have. But I want to play that emotions track one more time with the jazz because my producer, JB Spirit, said that's scatting. I said, okay, well, scatting or scooting or whatever the heck they're doing. But listen, it's been a great weekend. Enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm gone. So after this track, you can shut it down.
Do 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 do